From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Britain has made an historic decision to leave the European Union in a referendum that stoked passions on issues of immigration and sovereignty, and has prompted the resignation of Prime Minister David Cameron. The British people have made a very clear decision, Cameron told reporters outside 10 Downing Street today.
I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship over the coming weeks and months. But I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination. This is not a decision I've taken lightly, but I do believe it's in the national interest to have a period of stability and then the new leadership required. There is no need for a precise timetable today, but in my view, we should aim to have a new Prime Minister in place by the start of the Conservative Party conference in October.
Analysts say the voters' stunning decision to quit the EU meant Cameron lost his mandate. The man who led the Leave campaign, former London Mayor Boris Johnson, also of Cameron's Conservative Party, is widely expected to replace him as Prime Minister. Independent Party Nigel Farage was among those pushing for Brexit.
We need, as I say, a Brexit government. We need the negotiations to start as soon as humanly possible. We need to start thinking globally about our future. And the other thing I think that needs to happen is that June the 23rd needs to become a national bank holiday, and we will call it Independence Day.
With all counties reporting results today, the Leave cause won 51.89% of the vote. Turnout was high, 72%, the highest in a national poll in more than two decades, in spite of torrential rains. This is VOA News. Britain's historic decision to leave the European Union is sending shivers through global markets. Asian markets have plunged today in the reality of the exit from the EU. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index tumbled more than 4%, and Tokyo had to halt trading when shares slipped nearly 8%. Bloomberg estimates shares shed nearly $700 billion in value during trading. Currencies were caught up in the uncertainty as well. Britain's pound had its worst fall on record, tumbling to a 31-year low. South Korea held an emergency meeting, hoping to limit the fallout. The Japanese yen strengthened against the U.S. dollar. Analysts say investors are looking for safe havens, and as a result, the price of gold is soaring. A deadlocked U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday thwarted President Barack Obama's plan to defer deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. The 4-4 decision left in place a lower court decision that rejected an Obama bid to set a new immigration policy by executive order after Congress failed to pass comprehensive immigration changes. President Obama was admittedly disappointed and spoke to reporters on Thursday.
I think it is heartbreaking for the millions of immigrants who made their lives here, who've raised families here, who hope for the opportunity to work, pay taxes, serve in our military, and more fully contribute to this country we all love in an open way.
The president's setback comes as the Supreme Court lacks the ninth judge to break a tie. Mr. Obama nominated a judge, but so far the Republican-controlled Senate has refused to consider his nomination. The Colombian government and the leftist FARC rebels have signed a ceasefire, bringing Colombia a step closer to ending more than 50 years of guerrilla warfare. There were celebrations and tears of joy in the capital city of Bogota on Thursday. Meanwhile, security challenges remain between the Colombian government and a second insurgency, the leftist National Liberation Army, where negotiations have not yet begun. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, talks about a political transition in Syria need a boost.
Don't forget, the cessation of hostilities took place when the Russian Federation and U.S. agreed on something, and that produced a critical mass. We are looking for the same type of critical mass on the beginning of the political transition.
Speaking from Geneva, de Mistura said he hoped the negotiations could start soon, but explained they depend on humanitarian conditions and security situations in Syria. And the government in Jakarta today said seven Indonesian sailors have been abducted at sea in the southern Philippines, the latest in a recent string of abductions in the waters between the two countries. Indonesia's foreign minister says the government will do everything possible to free these hostages. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.